That's old Bob Marley. Is this love? Am I willing and able? What's going on, everybody? This is your girl, Mental Beauty, coming at you on a Sunday. Today's Sunday, March the 24th. We are at the end of March. Are you all enjoying this weather? Oh my God, it's so bipolar. 1 minute it's hot, 1 minute it's cold, 1 minute it's lukewarm. Shoot, we don't know what's going on. Today's podcast is going to be about realizing how to love yourself more. First of all, we got to get to the point of accepting the things that we don't like about ourselves, and even to the point of stop telling ourselves the things that we don't like and start taking actions to make a change for it. There's so many different people are worried about what's going on within what other people think about them and how they see them and their perception, when we are denouncing ourselves by criticizing ourselves, telling ourselves how we don't get along with ourselves, how we don't understand ourselves, how we are measuring ourselves by somebody else's point of view about us, instead of us measuring ourselves from our own point of view. We criticize ourselves a whole lot, and we don't think about to the point of different things that's in life. We just have to adjust to it, regardless if we become overweight or too skinny, or if we, you know, we smile or if we frown, or just our existence within who we are and what we are. A lot of different people don't look at things like that, or even dissect how they look at themselves. When was the last time you posted a picture and it was just like of your natural state? Not with no hair, no weave, no makeup, no man weave, whatever the case may be, no filter or whatever the case, you know, it's that It's just we don't like ourselves to the point that how things can be, you know, how, and we're looking at it from the point of view of what society is looking at things at. There's so many different people don't realize these type of things that we are denouncing ourselves by not being our natural state or who we are or whatever the case might be, you know, even to the point of we coloring our hair or we getting to the point of these going in skin augmentations or getting enhancements and dehancements in our bodies, getting veneers and so forth and so on. And at the end of the day, like, are you going to keep up that status with yourself the older that you get? Now, don't get me wrong. People have their own preference, because I have my own preference, and there's a lot of different things that I don't like about myself, but I know that I have to come to realize that if I want things to look different or whatever the case may be, I have to be the one that change it. I got to make the necessary steps in order to change how I feel about myself. And the first thing is to do is start telling myself better things about me. A lot of people don't do those type of things and don't realize that, hey, listen, you're denouncing yourself by trying to keep yourself up to somebody else's standards. That's just like with a lot of women. A lot of women go and get all these different things because they want to look a certain type of way for these guys. And then these guys go out and be with people that don't even look to par or even meet that standard as that woman that they're with. They go get scumbags, people that probably don't bathe and stuff like that or whatever, because they are, some of them are just scums, and some of them just went to the point that maybe they're against trying to find some type of peace, or they just want to the point of something natural, or they worried about what their friends are saying. Oh yeah, he got so-and-so this and so-and-so that. He got this type of woman. I can relate to this. I'm going to tell you something with me and my husband now. One of the guys, he's kind of slow or something, and he always had this type of perception, and I never look at it that way. But my husband, I'm a big woman, and he don't like for nobody to say anything out the way about me, or even if it's even in existence. And I appreciate that about my husband or whatever. And he knows that I'm kind of like self-conscious about my stomach or whatever the case might be. And I was always the tallest girl in the area, in the school and stuff like that. And, you know, just not being felt like that I was being accepted. And it was all because of what I wasn't told. Like, my mom didn't ever, like, encourage me or tell me that, you know, things or whatever, or even I didn't hear it from my dad. And that's a type of abuse that you carry along, and you had to get to the point of you telling yourself that. So that's neither here nor there. That's a longer story. So the guy, he was like talking amongst other people and saying stuff, and so my husband got hurt word of it or whatever, and he called the dude on the phone and he fronted him or whatever the case may be. And it's probably been 4 or 5 years, maybe 6 years. My husband has not had any contact with this guy or none of that within that I know of. And he was like, he was right along with it. It was like, you know, people pick and say certain things about individual people. They don't realize that maybe you don't know if that person has a problem or some type of self-consciousness, or maybe they didn't have that experience or whatever the case may be. I'm dark-skinned. The guy, he's light-skinned or whatever the case may be. And in society, people look at some dark-skinned people as being more inferior than light-skinned people. And the reason why is that narrative of saying, hey, you know, if you're closer to being a white person, then you're supposed to be a better person, or you got better qualities about yourself, and so forth and so on. A lot of different people don't realize these type of things. They just say stuff out of the ordinary. Just like with the point of a case in point with social media thing that's going on with these two people, Charles and Netta, and I sit back and I observe certain things of different people when they talk about these people or whatever. These are two men, and they decided they're out and about, they got married, they're social media influencers that's going on at this particular time. So I see it that a lot of women, black women, are on there bashing these two about their love, and they and their bashing the man both of them are men, but they're bashing the man that is being the role of a man compared to the man that is playing the role of as a woman, or whatever the case may be. You know, to each of their own. Like, homosexuality has been going on since the beginning of time, and the reason being is it's all on a different person's preference, or whatever the case may be. But what my thing is, I sit back and I notice that a lot of black women are bashing these people about how they feel about each other. They feel like that the guy, from their comments and stuff, that the guy is slow and whatever the case may be. Just like I was saying with this guy here that was like saying things about me, it had nothing to do with he don't have anybody, he stutters when he talks or whatever. I could have picked those type of things out about him that said it about him, but they was making it to the point that it was, you know, taking things, if I post pictures or whatever the case may be, they were making a mockery of it. And to me, I don't see no fit to make mockery about people's insecurity. I don't feel no point in to the point of making things be whatever. You know, you smile, you laugh, you give a whatever, but not to the point that you any type of way to try to make a person feel inferior. And in a way, it's kind of good that social media has made it to the point that people are coming out and being self-conscious with being more conscious and self-conscious within themselves of expressing who they really are or whatever, compared to people hiding and saying whatever. Now, don't get me wrong, regardless of what the situation is to you, each is their own and whatever another person preference is. But you have to get to the point of realizing that you have to say, hey, listen, this is exactly how I feel about myself. And you do something about that situation in order to think to make yourself feel better and not worry about what another person thinks about you. When you get to the point that you are worrying about how other people feel about you or whatever, what they say about you, then you are denouncing yourself. You're not only denouncing yourself in a way that you feel, you're denouncing yourself for trying to be accepted by somebody else. That's just something for you guys to think about or whatever. When Bob Marley, you know, like, he was talking about to the point of love, and you got to get to the point of loving yourself. Loving who you are and what you are and what you bring to the table or whatever the case may be. I used to be so guarded within the point of somebody say something about me and the color of my skin or whatever the case may be. And it was all because the simple fact is that we were brought up into the point of making it seem as if we were inferior to the next individual. And that's not the case. You know, every individual has their own aspects or how, you know, their preference or whatever that they decide to who they decide to date or who they decide to deal with. We were brought up to the point, if you were a darker skinned person, you were nasty, you was inferior, you wasn't accepted, so forth and so on. And I had to get out of that mindset because I was conditioned to feel that way, or to get conditioned to think that way about my peers and other people that I was coming up around, or even in society, or even just within society itself. That's why I always tell my granddaughter and my sons and whoever else that you're beautiful. You know, I love your skin. I pick out some of the most positive things about people to bring it out, so even to the things that they don't feel like they're up to par. I have a niece that is, she is dark skin like me. She's very, you know, slender, whatever the case may be. I feel like that she should do a portfolio as within the point of being a model. But you know what I'm saying? You have to be nurtured into that. You have to have your confidence have to be within that, you know, of saying, hey, this is what something that you could do. Other people could see the potential that's in you when that you can't see in within yourself. And a lot of times the reason why you can't see it within yourself is because what you have told yourself, the environment that you're in, the people that you listen to, so forth and so on. Or even with the point that we're just going to say, hey, back to the point of the environment. You got to get to the point of telling yourself more positive things about you. Start accepting the things that you don't like about yourself and do the necessary things in order to change it. You be like, hey, just like what Bob Marley say, hey, you're within yourself all the time. So why would you get to the point of denouncing how you really are when you're within yourself all the time? That's just something for you guys to think about. You know, is it love? Do you love yourself? Do you appreciate yourself? so forth and so on. Like with my husband, he just feels like now he just feels like, oh, I just feel like you're just the most beautiful woman in the world. I love you. So and so, this and that. That I hear that all the time. But with me hearing that, I have to feel that within myself, or whatever the case may be. So I try to do the necessary things of working on myself on a daily basis. And I'm pretty sure there's more people out there in the world that is struggling with those type of things. And it's because the simple fact is what they were conditioned to believe when they were coming up. Or even within the point about how society is now. So many different people don't realize these things because the simple fact is they're so caught up in the world. You know what I'm saying? I could be natural sometimes, feeling the point of being natural. Then it gets to the point that I'll be like, hey, I'm going to put on my makeup or wigs or this here and that there, whatever. But then really on the inside, I just really want to be myself. I just want to be myself and feel that I am accepted. And there's nothing wrong with that, but I have to accept myself. I can't sit back and wait for society to accept me, because if I do, I won't never be accepted. I just wanted to come on here today to encourage you to always think about the things that you tell yourself. You know, not just saying that you love yourself, but do the necessary actions to show that you love yourself. There's just so many different things that people have going on in life and don't realize that some of the experiences that they have is the reason why they act the way that they act. Or to be the way that they are, regardless of what, you know, whatever preference that a person has, back to the point of the social media influencers, you got to think about the point that these are those people and what they decide to be with or who they decide to be with. But you have so many women that bashes these type of things. And then these be women that is single. That shows some type of bitterness. You should be happy that somebody's happy. You should be glorious that somebody feel good about themselves, regardless of what their sexuality is. Who they interact with, regardless of how they look or what's going on with them. You should be happy that other people be happy. It's really bad in the black community that a lot of black people don't be happy because other people be happy. Some people just get to the point that they're just bitter within themselves. They're not even happy with themselves or whatever. If I'm not happy with myself, why would I go to the point of picking out something that's, you know, to make other people feel like they're not happy with themselves? That's just something for you guys to think about. What are you telling yourself about you? What are you making yourself? What are you conditioning yourself about you? Just because society looks at you as a certain way doesn't mean that you have to look at yourself that same way. When was the last time you looked at the mirror and was like, hey, I love myself and I appreciate myself? There's a lot of different things that we can do in order to try to encourage one another, or even to encourage ourselves and how we look at ourselves and our own perception. A lot of times we bring on our own discord of how we really feel. We don't want to alter our own emotions because the simple fact is that this is something that we don't feel about ourselves. That's just something for you guys to think about. I've come to realize that, hey, I love myself. I need to do things in order to try to make things better for myself. But I'm not going to kill myself doing it because guess what? This is my life and I'm the one that have to live it. That's just something for you guys to think about. Some people get to the point of getting all these different surgeries and stuff like that. And some people do fine. But then you got some people that do the surgeries and stuff. And they look really sick or whatever the case may be. Some people do it for health reasons. Some do it for looks or whatever the case may be. Whatever it is that you feel like you need to do in order to better yourself, to make you feel good about yourself, then that's what you do. But at the end of the day, regardless if you change your outer appearance, you've got to get to the point of realizing that you've got to change your innermost feeling. Start loving on yourself a little more and start being more primitive to the point of how you really feel about yourself. And another thing that we need to stop doing is to the point that if we don't want somebody to do something or say something about us, then we shouldn't do or say it about anybody else, regardless if you know this person or you don't. This is life, and words can hurt just as well as a lick. Regardless of what the situation is, this is these people's life and your life, and you got to be able to encourage and tell yourself things a little bit nicer. Be a little bit nicer to yourself. That's just something for you guys to think about. This is your girl, Mental Beauty, coming at you on a Sunday, March the 24th. Is this love that you're feeling? I love myself some Bob Marley. The late Bob Marley. Oh, my God. I just wish I was able to just be in his presence or whatever the case may be. But I really, really thank him for leaving us with such profound music. Or whatever, because I could just tell the way that he sung words and the way that he put things together, it really just put to the point that he's still nurturing us, and he has transitioned on. Y'all check out Bob Marley, listen to his music. Vibrate in a higher vibration within yourself, even to the point where you're trying to make yourself feel better about yourself. This is some things that you need to do. Y'all have a good day. Fly from my cards on your table.